Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201 live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOI building. It is a Tuesday. It's the ninth day of July, 2024. Hello, fellas. Welcome.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, hey. I decided yesterday that this, I was very thrown off when I heard coming down the block. I was in the garage doing some stuff, and I heard this music.
Ice cream truck?
Man, Kevin, I thought about that last night.
Was it the ice cream truck?
I really wish it was. I thought about that last night when I was, my wife and I went for a walk, and I was like, where's the doggone ice cream truck? Like, this is made for the ice cream truck.
It really is. I haven't seen an ice cream truck for a long time.
I don't know if he went out of business or what the deal is. But no, instead, I hear very loud music. I turn around.
Seriously, was it the New Kids on the Block?
And this music is coming from a delivery van. Oh, I'm about 75 feet from this van. And it is so loud coming from this van. The side door slides open. It's 100 degrees. It's 127.4 on the asphalt. And I look out there and I'm like, I mean, it is... I thought it was a joke at first, and the guy inside is dancing.
Well, yeah.
He's like, you know, he's doing the arm motions for this video and comes running up the driveway, and he's like, here you go, man. And my wife was just, we're both in just stunned silence for a second. My wife's like, do you need a bottle of water, somebody? He's like, no. Runs back to his little van, grabs the neighbor's package, gets up to the doorstep, and it looks like this, Kevin.
Yeah, oh, man, this is going to be a visual, guys. Stand by. Oh, he did the... Well, I don't... Was that supposed to be a dance move, or was he stuck?
No, he was...
Was that kicking, the running man?
He was, like, kicking backwards and stuff, and the whole time, the music's just...
I love it, but that guy...
I was like, can everyone be that happy?
What he's doing is saying, listen, I could be miserable today. I could choose to be miserable because it's hot, and this job stinks when it's hot.
Totally.
Instead, I'm playing New Kids on the Block. Now, what
Look
age
at
was he?
Face.
Was he at the right age to like the New Kids?
Oh, no. No, he was way too young.
Okay.
I mean, this song was
good
came out
parents,
what, the
then.
Late 80s or something, maybe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And... once I got over my shock, I really enjoyed it.
Sure.
It just took me so long of standing there going,
well,
wait,
that's
is that the New Kid?
Kind of look around like, wait.
Is there
is
a camera
really
rolling?
Happening?
Yeah. Just, he was so excited. I was like, man, come by again. You've made my day, and I'm going to tell everybody to be that happy at their job today. It was amazing.
Yeah, that I would have liked to see.
He was also
that
dripping,
guy.
Dripping wet. I'm sure partially from the heat and partially from the dancing.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're going to be hot no matter what. But
true.
You start running, that's...
running and dancing.
You're going to get sweaty. That's a good dude right there.
I'm telling you, man. Really made me want to just, you know, give the guy a tip. But I couldn't catch him if I tried because he was really fast.
No joke.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Or and join in.
Also, I had no idea. And now maybe he had... an external sound system of some sort that he had added to the rig because it wasn't his rig. You know what I'm saying? It was an actual van from a delivery company.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't his vehicle. You know, because sometimes they'll deliver in their own vehicles.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, and I thought, well, that sound system in that vehicle is kicking. Let's go.
Yeah, I imagine that's a custom setup. Because I don't think those things necessarily come with a big sound system,
so.
Do they?
Wouldn't think so. I was all in, though. Well done, my friend. Enjoy your job today. The Big 99.9.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think what you should say is, Dad, I came up with this great segment for our show.
Yeah.
You can take full ownership of it, okay?
Kevin James.
Yeah, I don't want full ownership.
You don't want it. You're like, not interested.
Thanks, but no thanks, Kevin.
Pass.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What up, Kevin?
Oh. Hello, Jay. Hello, Steve. Hello, America. I told Steve today that today's show was going to be, what did I say?
History making?
Oh, yeah. I said today.
Whoa.
I got to go make history.
Okay.
He goes, oh, what do you? I go, just on the show, we're taking it to a new level today.
Like it a lot. Let's go.
New level. I took my own personal game of how long before I fill up with gas to a new level yesterday.
Oh, no. Risky.
It was very dumb because I needed gas. Remember yesterday morning I went to get the gas and there were some homeless people there and I was just like, nah, I'm not in the mood and I have cash and I know I'll give it to them so I just said, I'll fill up after work. Well, I left work at exactly the time I needed to be doing a Zoom call with a client wedding.
That's a mistake.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't have time for gas now.
Here to help.
Got home. Well, I gave myself 5 minutes. And the problem was, you get there and then you're not.
No, then the computer's not ready.
And I knew. I text them and said, hey, I'm going to be I'm going to be late.
Steve, I don't care enough about your wedding. So
Steve held me up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go.
My bad.
So I didn't have time to stop for gas. Then I had a meeting. And then I had another meeting. And then had a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Then I woke up from my nap, and I had to go to another meeting.
Jeez.
Yeah, three in one day.
You're an important guy.
So, man, tis the season right now, buddy.
Be jolly.
Went to the other meeting, and after that meeting, was like, boy, I should probably get gas. And I'm driving now. And unfortunately, there's not a gas station right in my neighborhood. I had to go a little ways to get over to a gas station.
Right.
So I start driving over to the gas station. As I'm driving, I can feel the car like lugging. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh,
and it wasn't doing it like all the time, but it would just kind of stagger for a second. And then it would just keep going.
That's scary.
Thought, oh my God, today is not the day to run out of gas, Kevin.
No day is, actually.
No day is. But when it's super hot.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's the end of the day.
How hot is it?
I don't want to deal with running out of gas at that point in time. Thank God made it to the gas station, put in some gas. Life is good.
Do you have a
Put in a little bit because I know that I'll be in Coeur d'Alene on Thursday for the cruise.
No, live on the edge.
You know, I put in enough to make sure. I went $25, which is like a couple gallons. Now I'll be able to fill up with cheap Idaho gas.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, that's risky. I did a similar thing the other day when I went to Coeur d'Alene to do the, I had a meet remote where I had to meet people. And I was doing the thing where it no longer registers. It tells you the amount of miles you have left. And then goes low fuel. And then it says, hey. And then it says, idiot. Put gas in me.
100%.
Yeah.
Jay, I like the ones, though, that you know when it says how many miles it is, because you really get a feel for that.
I know, but when you go lower than it, when
I know,
then it just says.
But you kind of know. You're like, okay, I got a minute here. My car doesn't do that. It just turns on a light that says low fuel, and then it says, here's gas stations in the area that they want you to go to.
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm like, well, thanks for the help.
Very nice.
Maybe not so very nice.
I think it should just start screaming at you, like audibly yelling, bro, gas.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Mm. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true.
It's true.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Oh,
wow.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I might not have really seen a movie over the 4th of July extended holiday, but I did watch the docuseries The Man with a Thousand Kids yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, all three parts.
Wow.
And let me tell you.
Dedicated.
Very interesting.
Recommend it?
Wild stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
Was it 3 hours then, the three-part series, or is it longer than that?
It was, I think each part was like, they varied in length, but I think it was like 45 was one of them and 50 was another. So close enough, yeah.
Is that old or new? Was that old or new?
It's new.
Is it new? Okay.
Yeah. And it was just very, yeah. I was like, whoa, okay. Yeah.
Just odd the entire time?
Just interesting. Yeah, odd. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the odd part is that the man had
a thousand kids.
That he had the desire to do it.
That he
wanted to keep, you know, donating and doing it in all different ways. I mean, it is a very bizarre story.
Yeah, super interesting, though.
Netflix?
Okay. And then you hear, I mean, he's not really a part of it because he didn't, I don't want to spoil anything, but.
I think we understand the concept of the story. I don't know if you're spoiling it or not. I mean, the title might say it all.
It did, because I saw one of the previews for it, and I thought, oh, wait, is this narrated by the guy himself? Is like it him telling the story?
But he wouldn't participate in his own.
I'm not that interested in him telling the story.
He just wouldn't participate in his own story?
Correct. He was not a part of it.
I got you.
Yeah, others told his story, which is probably what I want
to
hear.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, you don't care hearing what he has to say. You can do that anytime, probably.
Yeah, it's like the parents of the different children and
all that
stuff. So it's very interesting.
Well, good for you, buddy. You followed through on something you wanted to do. I'm excited for you.
I mean, you were supposed to watch the movie, which you didn't watch.
But. Well, I mean, Kevin, baby steps. It was 100. He wasn't going to go outside anyway.
No, but isn't it weird, though, of all the things that he could have watched,
right?
He decided the first one I'm going to watch is the weird documentary.
That is a little...
And I do love documentaries.
It's a little
unusual. Understand the appeal. You could have watched.
Do you think Steve has the thing where if you tell him something to do, he will automatically not do it? Do you think that might be it?
That could be.
Steve, do you not like being told what to do or not like being told what to do by Kevin?
Ooh. Is this a trick question?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, you can tip. This, or, you know, skip the tip.
Right.
And I had never tipped at a fast food restaurant before.
Right.
And I saw that for the first time, and I go, oh, whoa.
Kevin James.
Out loud, you said it?
Yeah.
That's subtle.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
STT, Steve, STT.
What does STT stand for?
Skip the tip.
Skip the tip.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
I knew you would. I knew you would. Coming up, we'll give you a chance to pick your poison. We've got some fun stuff. We have cruise tickets. Of course, the cruise is 2 days away on a day that it's actually going to be a little bit cooler, which is going to be nice. And then on the lake, if you've never been on Lake Coeur d'Alene after a hot day, it is, spectacular is the only word I can think to describe it.
I was sitting outside last night at like 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, this is so nice.
Oh, my gosh. And it'll be even a little bit cooler, right?
And it will be cooler on Thursday. And I thought, it is going to be beautiful weather for the cruise. Hot, for sure.
Yeah.
But it is going to be, once we get going, 7 to 10 out on the lake, it will be great. You
get the lake breeze and all the rest of it. So,
they have beverages.
They do. They'll help you hydrate. So we'll give some of those away. Also, you can buy those tickets. There's still a few left. Checked yesterday, and they're just down to the last few. So if you'd like to go, you can send us a text to 509-441-0999. Just text the word cruise. Love to have you on the cruise. We'll give you an option of winning those and some Frozen tickets for the Broadway musical and all kinds of stuff. And a qualify for a $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree. All that is on the way, and we'll do a little pick your poison.
Coming up.
Coming up. Coming up. Like you.
Right now... That noise means Audio Vault. I recognize it.
Kevin, it's back, baby. Back. It is
back. What do we have?
Back. I can't believe you don't know. It's back.
But if you did not receive a rose, please take a moment
and say our goodbyes.
Good luck.
Hey.
I just had 7 men home tonight. And it was really difficult for me.
It was really hard for her. She was had some loves of her life were there.
You can't keep them all, babe.
Yeah. Night one is done. 7 gone. Sue.
I don't know why. I never am interested in The Bachelorette.
No. Oh.
I mean, I've watched it before.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't interest me as much. Because you know why? The guys are all like, hey, bro, I see you, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, they're all pretty cool to each other for the most part.
At the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, there gets to be a little drama as it gets more competitive, but it's nothing compared to the drama of 25 women.
That's pretty true. The only reason I semi-enjoy watching it, and it's just terrible, it's trash, and it's horrendous, and all the things that you know it is, but the reactions of my family members that watch it, either facial expressions or the texts that come in from other parts of the country where they're like, that guy, what? And it's the only fun part of it. It's become a family, family affair.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So it's relatively enjoyable. You know what else is enjoyable?
What?
Gardening. You want to know why? It's life, bro.
I was going to say vegetables.
It's life, bro. It's life. You can learn life from gardening. Here's Carrie Underwood.
There's just a lot of life lessons to be learned in the garden. You know, you put something in and you hope it's going to turn out well, and you can, you know, nurture things, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But if you really work hard at it, you can figure it out. And at the end, hopefully there's something beautiful and, you know, useful that you have out of it.
By all that, she means she just says, kids, would you please just weed the garden?
Wow, just, yeah, I was going to say, that
just
is...
Just weed the garden.
That is really a stretch for gardening.
I mean, you're trying to, you know, your kid's like, sometimes, it's hot and I got to go out there and weed. I hate the garden.
Gardening is sometimes, you know, you put something in the ground and it starts to grow as you nurture it. And then deer eat it. I mean, yeah, you don't have full control over this.
Yeah.
I understand your point, Carrie.
I mean, good try. In the meantime, really, it's hot, Mom. I just want to go inside and have a popsicle.
Yeah.
Hot Mom.
Easy.
Oh, sorry.
Easy.
Well, you perked right up, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, garden with Carrie Underwood. Channing Tatum and Scarlett Johansson are in the... What's the name of that movie?
I do not know.
Steve, is it Fly Me to the Moon?
Oh, boy.
Fly Me to the Moon.
I think that's the name of it. And Channing Tatum's like...
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah.
He's like, you get to talking to these superstar actors and actresses, and they're just like regular people and stuff. And then they just flip the switch.
And then as soon as you get around Scarlett, like, she has a brother, I have a sister. Like, we became very, like, just at each other and, just bothering each other the whole time. And then you forget that she's Scarlett Johansson. Like, you forget that she's, like, you know, one of the biggest movie stars alive right now. Yeah. And then you have a scene with her where you just get reminded really quickly that, you know, she's at the perfect, like, there's a perfect tear, like, you know, and you're just like, wait, what just happened? We were just hanging out, and now you're acting your face off, and you just get reminded really quickly why she is who she is.
She acts her face off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do get that. That is weird, right? Because you're like,
oh, totally.
Oh, you were just, you're so laid back, you're so cool, whatever, and then all of a sudden, you're just like, boom, you're a movie star.
And it's just, all of a sudden, you're just literally sucked into the scene so much because you go, oh, wow, you're so believable in that role. I forgot you're really good at this.
Right.
Yeah. And then you act your face off.
I have not heard of this movie. I'm now looking at it. And it's got some stars in it.
Yeah, Channing Tatum, Scarlett Johansson.
The great Woody Harrelson.
Thanks, Steve.
I think Woody Harrelson's won more awards than they have.
That might be right, yeah.
Woody Harrelson is a fine, fine American actor.
Yeah, for sure. Ray Romano's in there? That movie.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some, I'll wait for it on Blu-ray or DVD.
That's your audio vault for July 9th, 1994.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I hope you learned something, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin James.
Learn not to talk to Kevin.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You know what? Let's do a radio show. That seems like a fun thing to do this morning.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Yeah? Huh?
It's an honor to be doing one.
Huh? What do you think about that, my friends? We've got some stuff to give away. Little thing we like to do around here called Pick Your Poison. A lot of times we'll have a lot of prizes.
Yeah, and it's one of those where just like we can make up games for all of these, but it's just too much right now. So how about we just have you call in, do a little version of open phones.
Mm.
We chat it up with you, and then you pick your poison. Tell us what prize you want.
It's time for Pick Your Poison.
Here's what we're playing for today. We've got tickets to the Broadway musical Frozen. That's a pretty attractive prize. We've got Coyote Country cruise tickets for Thursday on Lake Coeur d'Alene. That's also a very attractive prize. And qualifying you for a $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's.
That's also a good prize.
Holy smokes. Jay and Kevin show. Hello.
Gentlemen. Hey, and Kevin.
Watch it.
Who's this?
This is Fireball.
Hey!
Fireball Foo!
Hey, how are you, Phil?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
Oh, just living the dream, man. Yeah. Enjoying the sunshine and...
Are you a hot weather guy?
Having a cold drink.
You're a hot weather guy?
No, I'm not. I like 75 to 80 is perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Have you enjoyed the evenings or the early mornings at least? Because I feel like that part of the day is pretty spectacular.
I was actually out this morning watering the flower beds and just, I was like, man, this is perfect.
Also, did you see the sunrise this morning, Phil?
I did not.
My goodness gracious.
I got up early. I just didn't pay attention outside.
Sure. It was crazy. It was one of those where it was super orange because I don't know there was a little tiny bit of haze and I don't know what that was from. Probably a fire somewhere, but the bad part of that, but the good part is the vision of the sun this morning was
real
worth,
beauty,
worth
huh?
looking at. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, last night I was out. Because it finally cooled down enough, I could get out and do some things out in the yard.
Yeah.
And kind of the same thing. I'm like, man, the sky, as the sun was going down, I'm just like, man, it is intense, the amount of glow.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Well, let's see what you want. What are you thinking about for a prize today? Here's what we've got for you. We've got the Frozen tickets for the Broadway musical Frozen. And let me see if it has a specific date on that, Phil, so I can give you all the information. It's the 24th. For all the information on that. And then you can go to the Coyote Country Cruise. That's Thursday on Lake Coeur d'Alene. Or we can qualify you for a $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. What are you interested in today?
Oh, man. Wow.
Tough choices.
I wish I could go to the cruise. I'm on call. So,
God dang it, me too.
They don't like me drinking Fireball when I'm on call. So.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
For those who don't know, Phil is a brain surgeon.
he's doing surgery in search of one.
Watch it.
Watch it. Careful.
Easy.
Easy. Let's do the qualification. You got to be in it to win it.
There you go. All right, hold on for 1 second, my friend. That's qualifying for the $5,000 shopping spree.
It does bum me out that Phil, has to work or be on call.
Yeah.
So that he can't go on the cruise. It's always fun to see him and his wife.
He's so great. Yeah,
and they're just like have that. He's just always fun. He's just got a great smile. He always makes me happy.
Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on this morning, man?
Just getting to work.
Oh, you work outdoors or indoors?
It's both. I work for the railroad, so I'm in the warehouse sometimes and then out.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Can you please tell me? I've always been fascinated with railroad people. Do you guys
railroad
still,
people?
Didn't he say he works for the railroad?
I know, but I don't know. If you're one of those railroad people. Yeah.
Do you guys still sing the song?
I've been working on the railroad.
Or is that kind of not a thing?
It's not.
I dare you today, Jordan. It's 105 and Jordan's out walking the line. Well, you can sing that song too.
Yeah. Do it.
Do we still use railroad ties to build railroads, or have they come up with a better way?
They're still railroad ties.
Wow.
See, that's one of those things that I always thought, I bet you they'll figure something else out. But no, just same old thing.
We have a machine now that two machines. One pulls it out and cleans it out, and then the next one follows it and puts the new tie in.
Oh, wow. That's
so
wild. You're basically doing nothing, just sitting there collecting a paycheck probably, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. How much is one of those weighs? Do you know off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
I remember my brother did landscaping for a while, and they would always use railroad ties for stuff.
That was a big trend for a long time.
It was.
Time, yeah.
And my brother's a big guy, and he would be the guy, I'll just grab it, and, you know, and now is that he has back problems because he's older. It's like, well, that probably was a bad idea after all that, yeah. Well, what are you thinking about for a prize today, Jordan? Let's see. We've got left. We've got the tickets to Frozen, the musical, and we've got cruise tickets. Heck, we could probably still qualify for a $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's.
I would love to do the Cabela's.
Man, can you, I mean, in your mind, have you started setting up your shopping list on that thing?
That's terrible. I already have.
I mean, yeah. $5,000, buddy. That's yeah. Something.
That's a day.
Do you think you would do the one big thing that $5,000 might not even cover, would you do a bunch of little things at Cabela's? What do you think would be the play there?
I think probably be happy medium.
Yeah.
Good to things and then a couple little things.
Yeah, I think, you know what? That's funny.
So reasonable. I hope you win.
When you said that, that Kevin was realizing that yesterday, he's like, well, that's like $1,500, which is a lot.
I know. I had so much stuff in my cart.
I got a lot left to spend.
And I don't even hunt or fish or anything.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, hold on for a second. We'll get you qualified, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate you listening. All right, well, we'll do a second round of that. If not, maybe we'll do another round tomorrow because we do have a bunch of stuff to give away. And you know what? It doesn't do us any good just sitting here on a desk.
No, we need to get rid of it.
Absolutely. So we'll do more of that coming up. It's Big 99.